This is your Glacier Markets Farm Report.
This is the MarketsFarm.com morning show, broadcast number 389 for Friday, May 10th. I'm Adam Pulisciotti. The ICE Futures canola market is mixed on Friday morning, despite mostly positive sentiment in comparable oils. Canada exported 177,100 tons of canola during the week ended May 5th, according to the Canadian Grain Commission. Chicago soybean and European rapeseed are higher, while crude oil is also in the green due to rising chances of key interest rate cuts by the U.S. Federal Reserve. However, Malaysian palm oil is lower. The Canadian dollar is up 3/10 of a U.S. cent compared to Thursday's close. Statistics Canada reported earlier today the country added 90,000 jobs in April, with the unemployment rate remaining at 6.1%. The U.S. Department of Agriculture will release its monthly world agricultural supply-demand estimates later today. The July canola contract is up $1.20 per ton at $651.40. In the U.S., corn and soybeans are making small gains, while wheat is rising by the double digits. Trade estimates for today's WASDE report show 2024-25 U.S. corn production at 14.89 billion bushels, with an average yield of 180.3 bushels per acre. Old crop ending stocks would be slightly bullish at 2.1 billion, while new crop ending stocks would be slightly bearish at 2.284 billion. Old crop world ending stocks would total 314.68 million tons, while new crop world carryout would be 317.84 million. China's Ag Ministry cut its 2024-25 corn imports estimate by 6.5 million tons at 13 million. The July corn contract is up 4 U.S. cents per bushel at $4.60. The trade estimated 4.44 billion bushels of U.S. soybean production for 2024-25, with an average yield of 51.9 bushels per acre. Old crop ending stocks would be 339 million bushels, while new crop carryout would total 431 million. Old crop world ending stocks would be fairly tight at 112.35 million tons, while new crop carryout would be at 120.87 million. The southernmost Brazilian state of Rio Grande do Sul was estimated to have lost 1.32 million tons of its soybean crop due to flooding, and 78% of its harvest is complete, down from the 89% average at this time of year. Potential Chinese soybean imports for 2024-25 were lowered by 1.5 million tons at 94.6 million. The July soybean contract is up 3 U.S. cents per bushel at $12.12. Wheat production in the U.S. is expected to be 1.884 billion bushels for 2024-25 in today's USDA report. Old crop ending stocks would total 696 million bushels, while new crop carryout would be 786 million. Old crop world ending stocks would be tighter at 256.9 million tons, while new crop world carryout would be unchanged at 257.37 million. Canada exported 604,900 tons of wheat last week, nearly double the total from the week prior. The July Chicago wheat contract is up 12 U.S. cents per bushel at $6.49. The July Kansas City hard red wheat contract is up 10 U.S. cents per bushel at $6.62. The July Minneapolis spring wheat contract is up 12 U.S. cents per bushel at $7.15. That's a look at the ICE futures in U.S. markets for Friday, May 10th. In Winnipeg for MarketsFarm.com, I'm Adam Pulisciotti.
That was your Glacier Markets Farm Report.